This is one of the letters that Paul wrote while he was in a Roman prison. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Philippians. That fact makes it seem a bit strange that the theme of the book is joy. It sets forth the sufficiency of Christ for all the experiences of life, privation, persecution, hardship, suffering. It also speaks of the things that appear on the other side of the coin, prosperity and popularity. Christ gives joy and victory whatever may come. If he is allowed to be the center of our lives, or as Paul stated it, "For me to live is Christ." The ministry in Philippi had a strange beginning. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, beseeching him and saying, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." One would suppose that in obedience to the divine leading of God, their welcome into Philippi, which was the chief city of that part of Macedonia, would be one of great enthusiasm on the part of the Philippians, accompanied by the bountiful blessing of God. However, as you read the record, you are surprised to learn that it was just the opposite. God opened the heart of a woman named Lydia shortly after their arrival. Then they ministered to an unfortunate young girl who was demon-possessed, and as a result, they were severely beaten and cast into prison. The Lord provided a miraculous release from prison, during which time the jailer and his family came to Christ. Shortly after that, they left town. This story has always been an encouragement to me. Paul was divinely led by the Spirit of Jesus Christ to minister in that city at that time. There were not many visible results of the ministry. Nevertheless, God in his good time did plant a flourishing church in that city upon the foundation of Paul's ministry to those three people. Great and mighty things often have small beginnings. This was the first time the gospel was preached in Europe. It was at night, in the historical city of Troy, that the call for help came. In response to that call, four men, Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, arranged for passage to Macedonia. The same winds that carried them had borne the mighty army of Xerxes across the sea 500 years before. These four men of God accomplished what the millions of soldiers under Xerxes failed to accomplish. By the blessing of God and the power of the gospel, they conquered not only Greece, but all of Europe. Some of Paul's letters to the Roman churches speak to a definite problem. This one does not. Apparently, he had not heard from them for some time. He may have been wondering if they had forgotten him, or if perchance some false teacher had come in to trouble them. Then Epaphroditus arrived, bringing with him an offering of financial aid for Paul. He was deeply touched and profoundly grateful because he was in need of funds. Epaphroditus nearly lost his life in bringing this gift to Paul. The note of joy is sounded about 50 times in the body of this short letter. Philippians 4:4 may well be considered the golden text. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." It sounds a note that we need to hear in our troubled times and pressured lives. Study this book and let your spirit be revived by the joy of the Lord.